Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Austin 360 Radio. We're JB and Whitney. And, you know, Austin is a town that pulls together when we need to. And I'm excited about this interview on the phone with us. It would be in person, but you know how it is today with everything going on. David Smith, who is the CEO of United Way of Austin. Now, that's his normal job. He's doing some heavy lifting for something called the All Together ATX Fund, which is going to band some nonprofits together to sort of consolidate our efforts, which I think is amazing. Because starting a nonprofit from the ground up, as I'm sure David could attest to, living in the nonprofit world is quite a journey. So people with the experience, the know-how, and the infrastructure taking the lead on this is the way to go. David, how are you?
Great. Thank you all so much for having me on.
Now, we're very, very curious to hear all about the Altogether ATX Fund, how this came about so quickly. Let's start with that.
Yeah. So two organizations, two kind of backbone organizations in Austin, the Austin Community Foundation and United Way for Greater Austin. Both of us work 24/7, 365 days a year, other than during the COVID crisis, to make sure that people in our community in need have the resources they need to thrive. And so we wanted to, rather than compete, we wanted to come together. You just said it, JB, it's so true. Austin is a town that comes together, and there's been no other better time for us to really put our money where our mouth is and come together on this fund. So the good folks, our good friends at Austin Community Foundation and United Way came together to create All Together ATX. And this fund will raise a bunch of money. Everybody can give. We hope everybody will give. And all of the money, 100% of the money will stay local, and 100% of the money will go to the folks who are so affected, those who are most affected by the COVID crisis. And I can tell you stories of people who are beyond struggling, who are already struggling, but who now aren't sure how they're going to make ends meet. And so that's where these funds will go.
This makes me feel so good because I, you know, just last week, my sister lives here in town as well and has a big heart and made a bunch of sandwiches and took them downtown to the homeless community. And then I went back with her another day. And you know, we're trying to keep ourselves safe, but we're also, especially my sister, wanted to help this community that she was worried was being forgotten. And I didn't know what to tell her. You know, I had to tell her, you can't keep coming down here. You're putting yourself at risk. I'm sure that there are people that are going to help, you know, these groups that aren't getting maybe what they normally would get. I don't really know. And so when I saw that we were going to be talking to you today, and I know the homeless is one of those communities that you guys are going to be helping, it just made me feel so happy.
Yeah,
I'm so appreciative. You know, I joke, I'm at home doing cat puzzles, and then you guys are actually coming up with ways to help, you know, our community in this crazy time.
I think you put that so perfectly, Whitney. I think that there are so many different parts of the community that probably feel forgotten, certainly the homeless, and some of these funds will go to help people who are experiencing homelessness. And, you know, there are other parts of our community who also feel forgotten. You know, right now there are thousands of single moms who were going to work, working hard, taking their kids to childcare, and all of a sudden their childcare was closed because of this COVID crisis. And they had to quit their jobs because they had to stay home and take care of their kids, which means they're not eligible for unemployment. Mm. That story has happened thousands of times over. And they were already living paycheck to paycheck. They're now just wondering, how are they going to keep a roof over their family's head, or how are they going to feed their family? And so when we talk about forgotten parts of our community, I think there's so many. And that's where these funds will go. And you know, whether we're staying home doing cat puzzles or whether we're all of us are in this fight together. And this, I think that's why this is such a special fund. It gives everybody the chance to participate.
And help those people. I know I've spoken with a lot of my friends over the last few days trying to, because we know that there are people that are hurting. Like you said, the paycheck to paycheck was right. One of those things that we were talking about. And we just don't know what to do. We don't,
That's right.
I can continue to pay my maybe, cleaning crew that would come over once a week, but that's not going to help them pay their bills.
Sure. Right.
However long this goes on. So something like this, you're giving all of us an opportunity to, help you guys help these people. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that. I think right now probably we've realized just the luxury of what it was to get together with friends. And we're all looking for ways to connect. And I think right now we have to stay apart. But this is a time. This is a way we can actually come together and really make an impact and a huge difference in so many lives. So, we're going to come out of this. We will look back one day. I don't know how long it'll take, but we'll look back and we'll be using this in past tense. We'll talk about when we had to socially isolate and we don't have to do that anymore. And this, I think that, how we respond now is really going to define who we are as a community once we're on the other side of this.
Finish that thought. I jumped on you.
Yeah. No, I was just, I think when we're through with this, we can look back and we can say, okay, we came together, we united, or we can say we kind of came inward, but this is a chance for us to reach out through this fund and help other people and really unite as a city and become one city.
Our guest is David Smith, and he is spearheading the AllTogetherATX.org fund to support various things, a term that I don't think we used all that often, and now I feel like it's such a regular part of our vernacular, is gig economy. That dialogue started when South By canceled, and everybody was talking about the gig economy of musicians. Mm-hmm. You realize more of your friends live in a gig economy than you knew. I talked to a buddy who's a filmmaker. He's like, all my projects just canceled. Mm-hmm. All of them. My wife works in an event business. They're all postponed.
Well, we were just talking about the caterers and...
Yeah, all of that. And so this fund will also support a lot of people who live by that type of work, which is clearly postponed for obvious reasons.
That's right. Yeah. And there is another fund that is specific to South By closure that is also through Austin Community Foundation and the Entrepreneurs Foundation. But this AllTogether ATX fund will help people, not necessarily just around South By, but will help people who, like you're talking about, there, so many people make their living through the gig economy now. And you're right. Just overnight lost everything. And those are the people who are scared to death and don't know how they're going to make ends meet tomorrow. I mean, much less, in the future.
Well, that was my next question, David, is when I think you were saying that this is going to be a very rapid response, that these people are going to get help as fast as you can get it to them. What mm-hmm. are
this coming month, I believe, right, David?
It is, yeah. Thanks for saying that. We're actually going to do three phases, and I, this is one of my favorite things about this fund is we just released it today. So you all are way ahead of things. We just released it today, and we've already got so much money in, and so many people who are interested in giving in a really, really big way, understanding that it's going to take a really big response to meet this need. Mm-hmm. But we will do a first phase of distribution of funds in the next couple weeks just to get money in the hands of people like we're talking about who don't know how to make ends meet right now. And then, this, doesn't it feel like this, like a whole year evolves in one day of this crisis? Mm-hmm. Like it just seems like we learned so much more and have over the last 3 weeks. So we know that by midsummer, we're going to know a whole lot more about what the need is, and we're going to do a phase two at that point, and then we'll do a third phase in the fall. And that will be, again, around helping the most vulnerable, helping the people who need it most, but also about making sure that the social safety net of nonprofits, the infrastructure of those nonprofits is sound and stable so that they can continue to provide this level of support they do all year round to our community.
You know, I did see on some of the information that was sent over, it also will support healthcare workers. How so, David?
That's right. Yeah, there's so many people who are, I've got some in my own family who are continue to go in, and I don't know if it was a meme or what, but it shows all these healthcare workers who are so exhausted, they're just finding, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there to fall asleep at breaks while they're at work. But those are the people who are really holding things together now. And so we will work with the organizations who are supporting them through this fund to make sure that they've also got the kind of support they need. There's so many people who can't afford and are still going out and going to work, but everybody needs to be a part of the solution here. So it's going to take all of us pitching in.
Well, David, we're all behind this wholeheartedly here at the Statesman and want to get the word out. I know we've got a strategy to get it blasted out everywhere, because it is hard when you don't, if you have money to give and you just don't know where it can be used the best, and then boom, something like this comes together and you go, wow, they just you solved people's problems of where to put your energy and more importantly, your money right now.
Right. You know, and I think it's easy. I've done this before where you think, oh, well, somebody else will give. But if everybody will pitch in now, and a big or small, if everybody will pitch in now, we can truly save some lives and make a huge difference in the community and affect how we come out of this. So thank you all so much.
So so the way that people can donate, they'll go to alltogetheratx.org?
Exactly right.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then there'll be a place where they can donate. And
that's
anything,
right.
You'll take, $5 if that's what somebody can give, that $5, if everybody put that in.
And I'm from here, David,
that's
and
right.
I can tell you in the last 10 years, in the last five, there's a lot more Teslas and Maseratis and Ferraris.
Yes.
And Lamborghinis. Things that we did not see in Austin before. So maybe that with everybody getting what would you call it? Just a smack in the face about what's important right now.
Yeah,
you may look at what's in your garage or whatever and go, okay, I've got to put my money towards something like this.
Yes, I love it. I thank you to Austin Community Foundation and the United Way for Greater Austin. Thank you for everything that you're doing, David, and getting this group of leaders together to help our community help our community.
Well,
hey,
thank you.
I just came up with that. That was pretty
good. Love that. Can we use that?
Oh my gosh. On that note, David, I'm sure you've got a lot of work to do. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Make your donation now. Get more information if you need to be a recipient. alltogetheratx.org.